anyway, when I lived at Ashton Park, that's over the bridge there,
mm-hmm.
and I was baking, and my daughter was at home, the one, she was still at college,
mm-hmm.
and I said to her, I'm going on my bicycle up to the crossroads for to get some baking chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, have shortbread in the oven and take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went up to the crossroads and there was a bomb on top of the bridge, and that was at 2 o'clock, and I didn't get back to 8:30
that night. Oh, my God, because you couldn't get
through. We couldn't. The place had it all corned off and there was a bomb under the bridge at Finnichy.
And you were just, your whole life was just stopped.
So, and then I kept phoning.
Mm.
And I says, I'm still here and I can't get over. I'm all right now, don't worry.
Mm.
And then I think 7 o'clock, she says, I put on the dinner. Well, I says, there's chops for the dinner.
Mm.
And I says, just open the tin of peas. She put them in the oven and the peas were like wee hard balls.
By the time you got them.
And then her daddy worked in town, and the youngest girl was working, it was a, you know, a temporary, just on a Saturday
exactly
job.
Exactly, a wee Saturday job.
Saturday job, mm. And it was in Solomon Piers, the music shop in
right.
town.
Uh-huh.
And her daddy had to go for her. And they didn't get home.
Till all hours.
So it was an awful time.
It was a bad day.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Standing in the street watching the blazes going up in the air.
Such a waste of money and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Terrible
absolutely.
Waste. Mm-hmm. And very frightening too. Really frightening
then,
to be in those experiences.
Mummy was... I have a sister in... Sutton Coalfield.
Where is that again?
Outside Birmingham.
That's right.
Sutton Coalfield.
Mm.
And Mummy was there for, usually we'd go for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept phoning home to see, because they heard it on television, all this bombing that was going on.
Terrible.